This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We now welcome Kim Haney, the co-founder and director of Digs with Dignity. She joins me this morning on Score Values. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really good. How are you doing?
We're doing well, and we're excited to have you. And I'm just going to give you the floor to start to tell us a little bit about your organization, Digs with Dignity.
Yeah, amazing. Digs with Dignity was founded in October of 2019. Myself and my two partners just wanted to start an organization where we collected furniture and home goods from the community and then utilized them to furnish homes for families and individuals who are exiting homelessness. And what our mission has really evolved into is more dual purpose. Not only are we helping those exiting homelessness, but we are also alleviating furniture and waste from going into landfills. So when we started Digs, we started forming relationships with case managers, social service agencies, and all the right people that would provide that wraparound case management services for our clients. And that way that they're set up with everything that they need beyond just the home, but they're also getting all of the support mentally, job-wise, all of that that they need once they're already housed. But where Digs comes into that is once their caseworkers found housing for them and the clients moved in, we go in, we measure their space. We really pride ourselves on getting to know our clients on a really individual level. So we connect with them on, you know, what colors they like and what their kids are into and everything that it would take to basically turn their empty house into a fully furnished, beautiful, comfortable home that feels like home for them. And then from there, we go back to our warehouse, which is packed with 10,000 square feet of furniture and home goods from the community. And our designer makes custom floor plans for every single family and pulls together an entire home with a team of volunteers in about a week's time. And then every Friday, we're out on the road moving our families in. So oftentimes we walk in, our families maybe are sleeping on the floor. A lot of our case managers and social service agency partners don't have huge budget for helping support with furniture needs. So a lot of our, you know, clients will sleep on one air mattress or a pile of blankets or whatever they're really moving in with. And coming from a shelter, you have the confines of under your cot to store things. So you can't really bring much with you. So they often move in with nothing. And so we get to come in and transform their home into a beautiful, fully furnished space and really set them up with everything that they need to then move on and achieve their goals after being housed.
Kim Haney of Digs with Dignity, the co-founder and director, joining me this morning on Score Values. And you mentioned the individualized approach with your clients, and I'm sure you work with people of all different backgrounds, but what sorts of situations do you find that a lot of your clients are coming from?
Yeah, I mean, it really ranges. We service a lot of single moms, clients who are fleeing domestic violence with their children and really just trying to reestablish themselves and find stability in housing and provide that stable, comfortable life for their kids. We've worked with, you know, organizations that really help our clients with substance recovery. So certainly supporting that community of clients who are, once they're clean, then they get referred to us and housed and go through that whole process. We've worked with veterans. We've worked with, you know, the whole spectrum of people and are really, really just here to help anybody who needs the help and is ready for that next step.
When you look at the housing crisis and homelessness continuing to expand, I know on your website, we actually had the representation from the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless talk about the fact that there are 68,000 people in this city alone experiencing housing crisis. How much does that motivate you guys and how much does that kind of, is the crisis continuing to get worse?
Yeah, it's a pretty insane number, isn't it? 68,000 is huge. And to think about that many of our neighbors and fellow Chicagoans not having a bed to sleep in at night and dishes to eat off of and really just living on that like moment to moment basis where you're not worried about what your long term goals are. You're worried about where you're sleeping tonight and where your next meal is coming from. And that's a pretty scary feeling for a lot of our clients. And, you know what, it's very cool on our end to see what you can do for somebody when you provide them everything that they need to feel comfortable and safe and secure in the confines of their own home once they finally do find that stability, and how a lot of our clients have really utilized that as a jumping off point for, you know, okay, now I have this stability for myself and my kids, and now I can go back to school and focus on me, or I can focus on getting a job and maintaining a job so that my family can, you know, have many meals to come, and I'm not worried about that, like, that next moment decision and next moment where your needs are coming from, your basic needs. And so yeah, it is super motivating for us to see the impact we can make, but it's also a super disheartening number to hear when you think about all of these people who are sleeping out in the cold every night.
Well, one of the things I always get to with this issue is I ask people, how can people out there listening, how can the public help? And I know you guys take donations, money donations, of course. You take furniture donations. What type of donations are you always looking for to help with this crisis?
Yeah, I think for speaking from our end, you know, many people in the city move on a very regular basis. And instead of throwing away your furniture, instead of clogging up our landfills, instead of dumping it in your alley, like, we will take your furniture. We request and utilize gently used donations from our community. So, you know, nothing that's too, you know, needs a little bit of TLC scares us. So we do a lot of like in-house upcycling and restoration efforts as well. So, you know, your table that's too scratched up, or your dresser that is, you know, missing a knob or has a broken leg, like, we welcome those pieces into our warehouse. We want to do our due diligence for the environment as well, and keep those pieces from going into landfill. So please, if you have furniture to donate, if you have home goods to donate when you're moving, send them our way. We'll take them, we'll utilize them, we'll upcycle them, and we'll use them for our family's homes that really need them. So certainly, like you said, monetary donations, furniture donations. We also really rely heavily on our community of volunteers for their time. You know, pulling together a whole home in a week's time is certainly no small feat. So we really rely and value our volunteers who come into our warehouse and support with all of those initiatives.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about volunteers. Are those some of the ways? Are there any other ways to get involved with your organization?
Yeah, definitely. So our volunteers, we have a couple warehouse days during the week. So our volunteers are in every Monday and Wednesday for several hours, helping us design the home, sort donations, and get everything ready for our upcoming moves on Fridays. And every Friday, we're out on the road moving at families. Definitely some volunteer opportunities there if you want to come and help us, you know, roll up your sleeves and climb stairs and move furniture in and hang art and make beds and stock a kitchen. Like, all of that happens on our moves. And when I say it's full service, it is everything that you could possibly want in your home is what we bring for our families. So, you know, we really leave no stone unturned when it comes to designing this beautiful, fully furnished home. And it's also a lot of fun to really see that transformation. But then not only that, also see the impact that you can make on people's lives when, you know, when you get to welcome that family home and see that point of impact firsthand. Welcome anybody who wants to come and join us in the fight for breaking that cycle of homelessness for our Chicago families.
Kim Haney, the co-founder and director of Digs with Dignity, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Kim, what type of community outreach events do you guys have throughout the year, or just events in general for your organization?
For sure, yeah. So we have a couple events on the books already this year. We focus heavily on Earth Day and tapping into our sustainability. So we do have an upcoming Earth Day event on April 25th. And that's going to be held at the Atria in Humboldt Park. We have our Diggs Family Barbecue that's going to happen this summer, which is a new event for us. So we're really excited to welcome donors from the community, community members, as well as our Diggs families. We're going to have a park barbecue, and that'll be close to our warehouse down in Bridgeport. That's going to be in June. And then we have our annual gala, which happens in October. This year, it's going to be our 5-year anniversary, and that's going to be on October 24th at Lacuna Lofts.
Kim, one more time, the website where people can learn more about Digs with Dignity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Digs with Dignity, DigsWithDignity.org. You can also find us on all the social platforms at Digs with Dignity, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the places you can find us.
Kim Haney, the co-founder and director of Digs with Dignity, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app